morning on Star 102.5.
Quick question for you this morning. Who or what did you have to sleep with over the holidays?
That's a loaded question.
I mean, literally.
Right.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the sleeping arrangements, you were going to somebody's house and staying there and... not enough room for everybody, right. So they had to get creative. And
you and your cousin sleeping, bunking together.
Or even where. If it wasn't who or what, where did you have to sleep that you just wouldn't have expected?
I was in the cat room one time. They had three cats, and so I was in the room with the cats, which would be fine because I like cats.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
The litter box. No, the litter box wasn't in there.
Oh,
they had a room they slept in.
And
they had toys in there.
That's
and stuff.
Luxurious.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have room for company, but they had
room for three cats.
Anyway, so they,
sure.
But the thing, that would not have been a problem, but the problem was, is I have a sleep apnea machine I sleep with, and mm-hmm. the cats had never seen it before.
Oh.
Yeah. They didn't leave me alone all night.
They right. were they pawing
they were
at it.
Batting at the tube.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
all I did all night is have to, you know, kind of gently push them away. They try biting through the whole thing.
Very peaceful sleep.
It was two nights of real fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how people do it anymore. I've had some awkward sleeping situations, but at this point in my life, I'm just going to get a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this offends my mother. I don't know if any of you also have this situation, but any time I tell her we're getting a hotel, and it's been this way for years and years, she's always like, we have plenty of room. They do not have plenty of room. It's a small ranch.
People always say that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they think, well, we'll just shove you on the couches and floors and stuff, but... I'm with you. I'm at a point. This was a long time ago. I'm at a point where I get the hotel too.
Yes,
yes.
I mean, we can afford it better now. You know, when I was,
sure.
you know, I,
yeah.
I couldn't really afford it. So yeah, I mean, I was sleeping wherever people told me to sleep. But
it's kind of how it works.
Yes,
you can't have the hotel.
Go over there. Yeah. All right.
How about you, Heather?
So my best friend will probably kill me for this, but she was hooking up with a guy, and I got stuck at his house. On the floor, using my boots as my pillow for the evening.
Your boots?
My boots. I had nothing. I wasn't prepared for a sleepover.
Yes, I know.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, that's a good wing woman,
sure
by the way.
Is.
Yeah. I had a friend do that, too, and I had to sleep at the person's house, and they woke up, and he yelled, where are all the towels? And it was so cold that I'd taken all the towels and used them as blankets.
Yeah,
I couldn't find any
my
other blankets.
My blanket. Luckily, there were a couple very nice gentlemen who were also staying there. They took the couches, and at one point, one of them offered to let me, like, lay on the couch with him. He didn't give up the couch, but he was at least a gentleman.
That's the gentlemanly thing.
That's a gentleman.
You gotta lay with me.
Gentlemen from like the 40s and 50s are going, oh my heavens, that's not how I would like
to. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.